Well, I watched Secret Invasion episode 2, and then I watched Secret Invasion episode 3. I meant to record last week, but life got in the way. So here I am to speak with you about episode 2 as well as episode 3 of Secret Invasion. So, I apologize in advance if you hear jungle noises in the background. It's not me, it's my baby and his toy. It's like a Jurassic Park thing, so it's gonna make noises that sound like we're in the jungle. I'm not looking for Wakanda, it's my baby's toy. So, here we go. Episode 2 picked up where episode 3 dropped off. Maria Hill got killed. And Nick Fury is more or less trying to get the government to help him so that he can track down the Skrulls. And they already know about the Skrulls, but he's been gone for so long, it's causing contention with him getting the help that he needs. And he also doesn't know who's Skrulls and who are not Skrulls. So I apologize. I'm quite tired. It's been a busy week, a couple of weeks for me. So the first thing that happens is there's a conversation about him being involved with it, because of course it's gonna look like Nick Fury is involved with it. He was there when the stuff started blowing up, and that was with Rhodey and I guess NATO, and that was them talking to him. The conversation that's more important, that conversation wasn't really important. The conversation between him and Nick Fury was more important than that. Because they were basically disavowing Nick Fury, and Nick Fury has always had help, but I mean, or been a good spy and had help, but at this point, they just don't want anything else to do with them to keep confusion out, whatever. So, excuse me, I'm trying to keep yawning. So to keep confusion down, they just have let him go, and they want to bring him in, which. To me, Rhodey, and this was made on, I think, a Screen Crush's page, or maybe, no, yeah, Screen Crush. Yeah, I feel like that's a good one. That's probably where I got this from, because he's pretty in depth, and I've only watched him for the second episode because I kind of bounce back and forth between Deep Divers. So I was watching his show, and he was saying that Rhodey's alliances was only to Iron Man, and when Tony basically died, you know, he went back to being a basically a government good old boy, and so he only, you know, is he's more about empowering the country than he is helping out his fellow man or his fellow superheroes or whatever. So he, you know, that's why he's always been a his character's always been a goody goody two shoes. So when he was just like, no, I'm not going to help you, Nick Fury, it made perfect sense to me. So we went from that to Gaia is still helping her father. She's like double spying or whatever. It's gonna come back to bite her in the butt in episode 3. By the way, spoilers, spoilers, more spoilers and spoilers on the side. You know, for the most part, it's really good acting, but like, you know what really does spy acting well? It's the Jack. Oh, let me look it up. Wow. It's the hold on, let me look it up. Because it's gonna drive me crazy until I find it. Jack Reacher? No, it's not Jack Reacher. Jack Ryan. The Jack Ryan series on Amazon does it so much better. Does this whole, you know, spy, CIA intelligence thing so way better. You know, and it's good. That's a good show to watch. Maybe I'll go and talk about that for a little bit. You know, maybe I'll go back and rewatch some seasons because this last season is the season 3. And I've seen season 1, season 2. Actually, I think it's on season 4. I apologize. But because I haven't seen one season, I've seen season 1, season 2, which season 2 was badass. And I haven't seen season 3 and season 4. So I'm hoping that it will pick up, but if I know the track record of most of these Disney Plus shows, it's going to be 6 episodes. And so the only The only issue I have with a lot of these shows is that there's no action. Like, it's good acting, but I mean, like, you also want to see some stuff blowing up. Like, we're at the halfway point now. It's in episode 3, and I'll probably end up watching it to the end. I just want to see some get blown up. Like, I mean, nothing has blown up yet. It's just all espionage stuff. And so to round out episode 2, more or less one of the guys gets taken, the guy that he's a Skrull, and he's covering for one of the American, one of the Americans that are supposed to be against Russians or whatever that's in Russia. So he gets captured, and somehow they found out that they had him captive, and while he was getting tortured, he's basically telling this lady all this stuff, and she's the Russian intelligence, so she's like their Nick Fury basically, and she was getting all the information out of him, and she's so nice, and she exited through the emergency exit, which I thought was funny, and so she's got like her little granny bag, and she's like stouching down, going through this hole, which I thought was great. And basically, they frame him. They Gaia frames them into thinking that, he sniffed out the safe house, and that's how they end up killing him because they didn't want him to snitch out the safe house or whatever. So that was basically episode 2, and then episode 3, we go into it's kind of like these conversations with Nick Fury and Talos, and Nick Fury trying to find out from Talos, like, why exactly, is he really with him or is he not with him, basically. And I think he is with him. He says that he is at the end. Apologize if my baby growling on the ground. So I'm sorry. I promise I'm gonna try to stop yawning. It's a very yawn heavy episode. Couple of episodes. I want it to be better. It's somewhat good. It's not, it has nothing to do with it has nothing to do with has nothing to do with what's the word I'm thinking about here? It has nothing to do with the actors. The actors are doing a great job, but I mean, it's just like, who wrote this? Because it's just such a dredge. And so anyway, in episode 3, they divert an attack, but the guy is basically using that attack to figure out who the mole is, and he shoots Guy at the end of episode 3. But she's in further episodes, so they did some switch a whip a woo going on, and so that, because if she's still alive, then that means she either took some of that magical power stuff that the Gravik took, or she's been altered as well for her to be in these other episodes. But they think that she probably enlisted another Skrull to take over her spot and then got that Skrull shot. I was like, okay. I don't know. I'm just really trying to watch it because the source material for the show is completely different from the source material. They're going lightly off of the comic books. Not completely off of the comic books, lightly adapted off of the comic books, because the way that storyline actually goes is completely different than what they're doing. So, I mean, for the most part, it wasn't, to me, it wasn't bad. It's not a bad show per se, it's just slow. And I know once it actually picks up, there's going to be like a 2-minute fight scene in like the last episode. Because we're talking, somebody else was talking about that too. It's just like, I know in the 6th episode, I'm gonna have like a 5-minute fight scene. And it's like, I have to watch 6 episodes just to get to this 5-minute fight scene. And it's like, it's ridiculous. I think the reason why, the only show I've liked, because Loki took forever, but Loki was interesting. But I think I fell asleep on Loki and woke back up with, oh, I'm so sorry for all this yawning. With, what am I thinking about? With like Captain America, or Captain America Falcon and Winter Soldier, that was good all the way through. Like watching Bucky, well, not Bucky, yeah, watching Bucky and Sam kind of get together and become a team was actually really interesting to watch, and the show was good from beginning to end. But with the Secret Invasion, I don't know who wrote it, but it's not good. It's not good. I mean, like, it's not, it has, once again, the actors are doing a great job with what they have. The dude that plays Graphic, oh man, he is a really good actor. But I mean, the you can only act to what the script does, and if the script ain't great, it's, the show's not going to be great. But I will watch it until the end, because I'm already at the halfway point now, so I got 3 more Wednesdays to finish this bad boy out, and then hopefully it'll get better. Hopefully my story, my recapping will get better about the whole, show. I just It's really, it's really disconcerting that it's not great. And I'm the whole thing with Loki, like, is really hinging itself on what's going on with what's his face? Jonathan Majors, which they, I don't know what they're gonna do. They're gonna have to change a bunch of stuff to make things work if he gets more caught up. And they are putting they are putting his trials further and further back, which is making it worse. The show airs in October. His next trial date is in August. Like, it's like they really are trying to screw this man over as much as they possibly can. It's like, if he is a woman beater and y'all have some evidence that we don't know about, it's time for y'all to either produce it or put this man in trial. Like, you know what I'm saying? So we could just go ahead and find him guilty, and we could just cast him to the side like he needs to be. And he is dating Megan Good. I was just like, what the what with some wood on the side? She put out her long wig and her sunglasses. And I was like, that looks like Megan Good, but it can't be Megan Good. She's been having short haircuts for like the last couple of years. That is Megan Good. And my sister thinks it's just for publicity, but at the same time, I don't know. It that I was like, when did they get together? And is she the reason why old girl beat him up, or they got into that fight, or he knocked her out and she can't remember where she was? So I don't know. For the most part, I enjoyed. I'm saying I enjoyed it, but I'm lying slightly that I kind of enjoyed the third episode. It was a little bit better than the second episode, but this is one of those things like, oh my God, this show needs to pick up. I need to see something blow up. I need to see some scrolls get into some stuff. I mean, because you can only, even the deep divers are just like, if it wasn't for it being comic book related, I don't think that they would enjoy it. I was like, I don't know. It's very sluggish. So that is my recap on episode 2, and as well as episode 3, of, I'm sorry, I apologize. I didn't completely get through episode 3. Talos talks to Gravos, Gravix, sorry. Talos talks to Gravix. He threatens to kill Gaia, which he does kill Gaia. Oh, he does shoot her at the end of episode 3, and a crisis is averted. Other than those things, that was basically episode 3. And I apologize in advance for going back and forth. It's just, as you can see, I'm clearly tired. And that mumble is my cue to let you go. Like, if you like my babbling about random things, like and subscribe. I'm on Instagram under Recap Addicts, and I'm also on Spotify as Recap Addicts Podcast. So, hope to see you next week, and well, not next week, probably tomorrow, because I have to cover the Kardashians, which I'll be covering in two pieces as well. So, see you tomorrow. Bye.